You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, May 28th. I'm Nick Trzynski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $4 billion. That's roughly what Ford and General Motors each spend on marketing annually. Tesla, on the other hand, doesn't have an advertising budget. It relies on word of mouth, buzzy product launch events, and the high profile of its founder, Elon Musk, to generate interest in its electric cars. SpaceX, Musk's other venture, had to postpone a manned rocket launch to the International Space Station yesterday because of uncooperative weather conditions. It was meant to be the first astronaut launch from U.S. soil in almost a decade since the space shuttle was retired. SpaceX and Tesla aren't the same company, and the rocket program doesn't impact the carmaker's business on the surface, but it does burnish Musk's image, which is a clear positive for the Tesla stock's cult following. And ferrying astronauts to the launch pad in a Tesla Model X does constitute a bit of free advertising. The next number up is 49%. That's how much Virgin Galactic shares have soared in 2020. Founded by Sir Richard Branson, the company is still completing test flights and working with authorities to approve its spacecraft. But investors are clearly bullish on the future of space tourism. Virgin Galactic stock is a difficult one to pin a valuation on. It has commitments for up to $100 million in sales from tourists willing to part with $250,000 per person to pretend to be astronauts for a short flight. But its future looks more ambitious, with plans to offer hypersonic flights that travel at several times the speed of sound, potentially connecting New York and Los Angeles in just 2 hours. When those flights will become available, and at what cost to develop, remains unclear. Our last number is 29. That's how many stocks are in the Procure Space Exchange-Traded Fund, which appropriately trades under the ticker UFO. For a fee, the fund aims to provide investors an easy way to invest in space. The space ETF's largest holding is Orbcomm, which owns and operates a network of a few dozen communications satellites orbiting the Earth. Iridium Communications and Globalstar are other players in that $130 billion a year business. Companies that manufacture rockets, satellites, and other technologies key to spaceflight are also in the ETF. They include some familiar names, like Boeing or Lockheed Martin. But those aerospace and defense companies also do much beyond space-related business. Finally, the space ETF includes some stocks that rely on space. That means satellite TV companies like Dish Networks and AT&T, plus Garmin, which specializes in making GPS devices. But billionaires still hold the most exciting space assets. Musk has SpaceX, Jeff Bezos has Blue Origin, and Branson has Virgin Orbit. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, May 28th. I'm Nick Trzynski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.